WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to another episode of The Calm Within. You know that feeling when you're trying to juggle a million things at once? Like your mind's a crowded street with thoughts buzzing around like cars honking their horns. Well, today we're diving into the powerful art of letting go, releasing what no longer serves us and creating space for peace and clarity. It's like decluttering your life, but instead of going through your closet or garage, we're taking a deep dive into our minds and emotions. Ever feel weighed down by past hurts, anxieties about the future, or even just that lingering sense of I should be doing more? That's often because we're holding on to things that don't truly benefit us anymore. But here's the good news. Letting go isn't about erasing our experiences, it's about learning from them and choosing what we carry forward. So, let's unpack this beautiful concept with five powerful takeaways that can really transform your life. First, recognize what needs to be released. This could be anything from unhealthy relationships and negative thought patterns to grudges and unfulfilled dreams. Take a good look at your life. Are there any areas where you feel stuck or resentful? Those are often signals that something needs to shift. Remember, it's not about being perfect, it's about identifying what no longer serves your highest good. Second, practice mindfulness. Think of it like this. Imagine your mind is a garden. Thoughts, emotions, and experiences are like flowers blooming in that garden. Some are beautiful and nourishing, while others can be weeds choking out the light and space for growth. Mindfulness helps you become aware of these weeds so you can gently guide them away. It's about paying attention to your present moment without judgment, allowing yourself to simply observe what arises. Third, cultivate self-compassion. This is where things get really powerful. When we try to let go of things that hurt us or hold us back, it's easy to get caught up in feelings of guilt or shame. But remember, you're human. You deserve kindness and understanding, especially during times of change. Treat yourself with the same love and compassion you would offer a dear friend going through a similar experience. Fourth, embrace gratitude. It's amazing how focusing on what we have rather than what we lack can shift our entire perspective. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. This could be anything from a sunny morning to a supportive friend or even just the simple act of breathing. Cultivating gratitude helps us release the grit that negativity can have on our minds. And finally, remember that letting go is a process. It's not a one-time event, it's a continuous journey of self-discovery and growth. Some things will be easier to let go of than others, and that's okay. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and don't be afraid to seek support when you need it. Think about that last time you felt overwhelmed by stress or anxiety. Maybe it was a project at work, a family conflict, or just the daily grind. Now imagine what it would feel like if you could release those burdens, even partially. Picture yourself with more clarity, energy, and peace of mind. That's the power of letting go. We all have those moments where we cling to things that no longer serve us. Maybe it's a job that drains our creativity or a relationship that brings more pain than joy. Letting go can be tough, but it's also incredibly liberating. It opens up space for new possibilities, fresh perspectives, and ultimately, a deeper sense of happiness and fulfillment. So, as we wrap up today's episode, remember these key takeaways. Recognize what needs to be released, practice mindfulness, cultivate self-compassion, embrace gratitude, and understand that letting go is a journey, not a destination. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're ready to let go of? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on our social media pages. And don't forget to subscribe to The Calm Within for daily doses of stoic wisdom and inspiration to help you navigate life with greater peace and purpose. Until next time, keep striving for that inner calm.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.